The first Maamar in Parshas Shmini discusses Livyosa on Zeyatzat al-Sachikbe. It brings the Medrash that says, Sheikh will come, there'll be a big fight with the Livyosa and Sheir Abor. And the Livyosa will shech the Sheir Abor, and the Sheir Abor will kill the Livyosa with the horns. So the question is, Medrash asks, how could such a shechita be kosher? The fins of the Livyosa have cuts in it, and that's a possible shechita. So the Medrash says, the Ebrisha will be matter the shechita. The Alter Rebbe explains in great length, that what's the Livyosa and Sherabar? Livyosa and Sherabar are two types of tzaddikim. There's type of tzaddikim that are totally higher than the world, like Rashbi, like the Arizal, and in one moment they could reach what takes people 80 years, and they're in such high levels. And then there's the Sherabar. When Mashiach will come, they will realize each other's mila. The Sheir Abor will realize the Livyosa's mind. But the Livyosa will also realize the Sheir Abor that elevates the world with physical mitzvahs, because that changes the world. And they'll see each other's greatness and they'll elevate each other. But since to have the Sheir Abor being elevated to the level of Livyosa takes a lot of time, it's an amazing elevation. That's where the Eibush will allow the shechita that has cuts in it, the fins that have cuts in it, to take it slowly from one level to another level, till we'll all be elevated to the level of the Arizal. God should bless us all.